with Jay Kanzler, although maybe not. End of the rainbow, the little Oz and all that. Maybe that's politics as well. Maybe it's just a big thing there, and you got to look behind the curtain. But we're going to talk about the play End of the Rainbow, presented by Max and Louie. It's at the Grandel Theater, June 21 through July 1st. Tickets at Ticketmaster.
MetroTix.
Maybe I'm probably about two generations behind. MetroTix. In the studio with us, the director, David New, and one of the actors in the play, Paul Cheragino. Is that correct?
Right. That is right.
You look at that.
So
see,
well. Thank you.
Got it. Thanks for coming in, guys. This stars someone who's been in the studio with us before, Angela Ingersoll. Angela was across the way at the Westport Playhouse doing a Judy Garland tribute, I think, at that point. And she was great in that. So now you have her as part of this play. I guess she's acting and singing. Tell us about, let's start with you, David New. You're the director. Tell us a little bit about this play.
So the play is set in 1968 in London. Judy Garland did a six-week concert stint there toward the end of her career, months actually before her death. And she and her fiancé, Mickey Deans, arrive at the Ritz-Carlton with great hopes for a tremendous successful run. But of course, she's in the sort of final grips of her addiction. And she's just at that point for an addict where the drugs are the problem and they're also the solution. The only way that she can go on performing is to take the pills, and it's the pills that are
preventing her from performing.
That's right. Now, having said that, there is an incredible amount of humor and wit. She had an incredibly fast, witty mind.
She was a beautiful human being. I mean, you know, put the demons aside. None of us can forget. I mean, she had that kind of, Wizard of Oz, Dorothy. We all loved her for that. And Meet Me in St. Louis. I mean, and she herself was just an amazing person that, boy, just struggled.
Yeah, I mean, she was just so alive. Mm-hmm. I mean, the highs were incredibly high and the lows were terrifying and heartbreaking. And that's exactly what happens in this play, is that you go between these moments that are incredibly moving and incredibly painful, and then 2 seconds later you're completely like crying through laughter because she's so funny at the same time.
Yeah. So this particular play, what would the time frame, I mean the time span be that you're covering with this?
It's 1968.
And she's in London, but the play itself, is it a week? Is it several months?
Well, it's originally supposed to be a six-week stint at the Talk of the Town, which was a big concert venue in London at the time. And she really couldn't get work in the United States. She actually couldn't book a hotel. Oh. She was so deeply in debt. So Mickey Deans, her then fiance, who was a nightclub owner in New York, was able to book her a six-week run in London, and London fans were crazy about her, and it didn't go so well. It started off great, terrific reviews, great concerts, but then it began to slip. It was too much for her to sustain at that point. If it had been a 1 or 2 week run, she would have been probably fine. And so the fascinating thing about the play is that we get to see her off stage falling apart. But then we see the onstage concerts that soar. They just soar. And then we're back in the hotel room where she's just grappling, trying to move forward. And, you know, she is someone who never disparaged the song Over the Rainbow. She believed in that song. She thought that there was something better to get to, something to continue to strive for, even toward the end of her life when things were painful. And I think that that's what you see. And what we really enjoy is watching her try to get past this, try to get over to the other side.
Paul, you've been in a number of productions, or at least one other one's part of the Max and Louie Theater.
Exactly, yeah.
And I think you've been in here before.
Yeah.
Talking to us.
That was, a couple months ago.
The Grandel Theater and this theater company, very special, and it's a very special evening and event because of that. Talk a little bit about Max and Louie and this, how it impacted this production.
Yeah, I mean, Max and Louie has a great eye for material, and that they find things that are so relatable and so accessible, even though it's sometimes they're, I mean, they're dealing with like, you know, classical music sometimes. Here we're dealing with a kind of like the world of like golden age of film and musical mm-hmm. theater. But it's doing things that it's treating it in a way that's so relatable and so accessible, and then often so, so hysterical. And then it always has something in it that's so incredibly moving and beautiful as well. They really pick their material so smartly, I think. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I think what's amazing about this play is that it's so, there were no music in this whatsoever, it would be incredibly moving and incredibly funny. And then you have this gift that there are 10 or 12 just incredible music numbers because of her incredible skill.
Yeah.
And the fact that she can do, I mean, she does Judy Garland to a T. When I saw her across the hall here perform, I was just kind of cringing because she did every single little Judy yeah. thing. It was amazing.
And she's done this across the country, the Judy yeah. Garland. And so she is as good as they come when mm-hmm. it comes to being in Judy Garland. Paul, or David New is the director. This isn't technically a musical, but how did you incorporate these musical pieces into a story and keep the story moving?
It's really fascinating because the music exists in a number of different formats. So there's a radio interview that Paul does with Judy as the BBC interviewer. And at the end of it, he says, okay, well, let's put on one of your records. Mm-hmm. Well, we then get to see the live performance of that record, which was from an earlier point in her career when she was in top form. So Angela gets to do that part of Judy's life live in a sort of concert setting. Other times, we see the concerts that don't go so well. Mm. We see her fall apart on stage a little bit, and it's difficult to watch. But, you know, she's back scrapping up to do the next night, you know, again. Also, I just a word about Max and Louis Productions. You know, Estelle Seitman and Dee Kaplan, the producers, they have something very special, and I think something that sets them apart is that they set out when they established themselves as a company to do two productions a year and not to set up for a five mm-hmm. production subscription season. And they pour all of their time and resources into those two productions. And they're not long runs, so people have a limited amount of time to see them, just 2 weeks with End of the Rainbow. But I think that that's what sets Max and Louis Productions apart, the amount of care and time and resource they put into the production.
Yeah. Now, this particular play has received 3 Tony nominations, 4 Olivier nominations. It played Broadway. It played London's West End. So this is a very special play done in a very special place, the Grandel Theater, by very special people like Paul and Angela.
Yeah, and Angela actually won the Joseph Jefferson Award in Chicago for her performance in this role as well.
Yeah.
And she's performed out in California in the role. She has another production coming up. She is sort of the person to get.
Yes, I mean, this is the fourth time that she's done this, or the third?
This is the third, but she has the fourth on the books.
Right.
And it is something different than an impersonation.
Mm-hmm.
It is something more akin to who Angela is meets Judy, and there's some channeling going on. It's just extraordinary.
We talked a little bit about that with her last time. I said, you know, are you just trying to be an impersonator, or is there something that, you know, you bring to it? And she said, yeah, you know, there's something in me. People want to see Judy Garland, but she's dead. I can only bring her out through me, but I like to be true to the person and the spirit. And I assume she is true to the person and the spirit in End of the Rainbow.
She does that, yes. I mean, we just had a read-through today. It was a read-through of the script. And that, like, she was performing full out, and she's so committed. And she was so funny and so moving. And I felt bad for watching. I feel like I should be paying for it, you know? Because, like, it's just a rehearsal. Like, I can't, you're not supposed to get this good quality things at the very beginning of the process.
Yeah. The play is End of the Rainbow. It is at the Grandel Theater, produced by Max and Louis. It is June 21 through July 1st, although it is Thursday through Sunday during that period of time. Metrotix, is it? And there aren't a lot of tickets. The Grandel Theater is not the Muni. There aren't thousands and thousands of seats. And that's what makes it wonderful to see a production there.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful space. It's a beautiful space and a great house for this show. It really is.
Talk about the set design, the costumes. You know, what have you come up with to dazzle us in that respect?
I think dazzle is the right word. You know, we're going from the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in kind of the Star Suite to the stage of the concert venue and a few other backstage as well. So we had to find a way for those two things to live together in a way that those lines are blurred for Judy herself. She's at a point in her career, in her artistry, and in her addiction where the line between offstage and onstage is a bit blurred. And so we incorporated that into the design. We never really leave the hotel room, and we always have the proscenium, arch light, and the footlights presence as well. So it's a sort of a theatrical, scenic design.
Mm-hmm. That's great. David New, director, Paul Cherugino, actor, End of the Rainbow, Max and Louis Productions, June 21st, July 3rd. Did anybody come with the website so that the people can get more information?
I'm pretty sure it's all spelled out maxandlouis.com.
L-O-U-I-E, maxandlouis.com.
Yep, on Facebook as well.
Facebook. Thanks, guys. Can't wait to see it.
You're so kind to have us out. Thank
Absolutely.
You very much.
945 KTRS, the Big 550. All-